MP de Soisa.
And this Nana Charles and all people like that.
Vernon Gunasekara?
Yeah?
Vernon Gunasekara?
No.
Not known.
Pardon?
He was not there.
No, he was not there. There was other people. You see? Now what happened to Arthur Gunasekara was this. We announced in them in the all the newspapers, especially the Times of China, announced about the convening of a big meeting at the town hall. The meeting. So it was two or three days ago, the first date appeared. Then, earlier edition, which contained the alternate, second edition, the later edition, and there was blank space, the place where his name was. So I just put a paper and went to Mr. Madanana and I said, do you see the Times? He said, no. No, you see, why? I said, look at this. Then, Mr. Madanana said, okay, RSS is, I understand, Ealing Hospital. You and I are both going to get seen. I said, all right. We are to the hospital. Mrs. Arasa said, yeah. And this first time, RSS said, no, I don't know. Definitely, within the time, I'm not in a, I don't know how they remove this name, I'm not at all against him, I'm with you, I'm entirely with you. So Mr. Mandana was satisfied, but as he left the place, Arnold Gunasekara called me back. And he said, I say, I'd like to see you in the evening alone. Don't come with anybody else. So Mr. Mandana, I told Mr. Mandana, I said, you want to do this? Okay. By all means, you can see him. I am not going to see. So then that day, about 5 o'clock, then he tells me, you know, I have been a very unlucky man. You know, I had an only son, fellow got to mysterious illness. I had to spend through my loan, and I had to mortgage my property, only property I had at the Radini, my house, but no, that I spent, poor fellow died. Now I don't know what to do, I'm in a very bad way. So, I had mentioned U.A. Jayasundara and asked him to get me into a diplomatic post. You see? So, Mr. U.A. Jayasundara agreed to speak to Mr. Jayasundara. Then when this thing appeared in the newspaper, U.A. Jayasundara came down and said, Arthur, what have you done? Came in here, what have you done? How can I? I only spoken to Mr. Hiranaki Babu. What can I do? So, I said, this means U.A. Jayasundara got him to sign a letter to the editor of the Times. They asked him to delete his name. That is how things happen. I said, why didn't you tell that to Mr. Mandana? He should have told him all that. Done after you have been friends for a much longer time than I have been for you. After that, he never came to us.
Bernard Alivahara must have been there.
Yes, that's right. Bernard Alivahara,
MP de Soisa?
MP de Soisa.
How was it that Bernard left?
Bernard left? He's most unfortunate man. If he had been with us, he would have been the Minister of Agriculture. On the eve of the 1956 election, his brother, who is a strong UMP man, Richard Adhikari, the UMP people got around him, and somehow or other his brother came and persuaded him. Since that, there are a number of Muslim supporters of his from Matale. So,
some of the Muslim supporters also asked him to cross over.
They asked him to resign and join the UMP. Muslim supporters, they are Muslim for UMP. So one morning, he rang me up. He said, I'm coming to your place for tea. Then my wife was a living. So I said, by all means, come. Anything. You will have a cup of tea, won't you?
Yes, I'll just pass. We were talking about Bernard Alihare's crossover.
Uh-huh. He came over Sunday for the morning breakfast. Talking. Then he showed me like a situation. Well, I said, man, are you mad? Why are you doing it? I have decided about it. I can't do it on my mind. And my wife.
Please don't do this. This just only you are going to get changed. You are coming for it. Your mother will be there. Here is her. But it kept a very good friend of mine. Till the very end, till he died, he was a very good personal friend of mine. I'll take a cake.
I'll have some of the things. It's nice.
So, this, then we have to put for a candidate at Mark. We got a candidate among Karnataka. Put it forward and we want the election. It so happened that the first result that night we got was the defeated donor that we had and our candidate won. I was very sorry for him. I must say he did something for the SLP organization and all this. Before he resigned, he had done that work.
Yes, I was very interested in your first meeting.
Yes.
When you had a sort of committee meeting before the big meeting, what were the names suggested for the party?
Social Democratic Party was first one name. Then it was suggested Sri Lanka Party. Then somebody else suggested the United Lanka Party. Then I suggested, what about Sri Lanka Freedom Party? He took it up.
That's very interesting. And then what else did you discuss at that meeting there? Did you draw up a manifesto?
Manifesto drawn up by, we set several days for the manifesto. Bernard Alihare, Srini Sankar, myself, Mr. Mandar Nayaka, and I think those were the people who sat for the drafting of the manifesto.
And what were the main points?
Main policy was, there are three things that Sinhala people are being ruled in a language they never understand, and every ordinary man had no chance. We cannot make both languages, English and Tamil. Will you have another cup?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
About the manifesto you were saying.
That is how what happened to Mr. Bernard Alihare, you see. And he never expected that we would win. Otherwise, he would never have done it. He thought that we had no chance. But unfortunately, the UNP government at that time had several setbacks, and under Sir John Kathalavad, it didn't do well at all. People were simply fed up with it. So it's well and good that SLP was there. Otherwise, there would have been chaos in this country. Some people would have gone to Samasamaj, some others would have come in, some others somewhere else. There would have been no conclusive election at that time.
When you drew up the SLFP manifesto first in 1951,
52, we fought the election. 52 election we fought.
and we got 6 members.
Did you incorporate the Madhampe resolutions in your manifesto?
No. Entirely a new party. The Chingala Mahasabha was not intended to be a fully political party.
Mm.
It was more designed just to give the Chingalese people something to just to rouse up from their slumbers. That's all. So, but SLP is nothing. It's a purely political party.
Did you have the suggestion that Ceylon should be made a republic? The suggestion that Ceylon should be made a republic. Did you include that?
Well, ultimately it was that. What we said was, Ceylon's God should be a republic within the British Commonwealth. That was it.
But I don't think, you may not have had it at the start, no, there was a separate Republican Party also.
Yes, that Republican Party also joined us.
Later on.
Yeah, that the president of the party was one Mr. M.W. De Silva. He was Minister of Justice, became Minister of Justice in the 1950s, Mr. Bandaranaike government, you see. But they didn't go very far.
I was wondering whether the goal of a republic, whether you included that only after this party joined you?
No, we had that. Party joined us later.
Mm-hmm.
Party joined us later. But they found that they can't carry on. Mm-hmm. They joined us later. The ultimate goal was Republican, because we were, one of the things that in the 1950s we were opposed to was the Queen conferring honours on Ceylonese. That was the first, very first year. That was it. When no honours were conferred on any Ceylonese after that.
Okay. Isn't it correct to say that at the start, in 1951, when you drew up the manifesto, the emphasis was on Subhasha, but a few years later you said Singhala with reasonable use of Tamil or something like that. Did you change it slightly?
Yes, slight change. That is later. A later resolution of party in making provision for reasonable use of Tamil. That is not to allow the Tamil people to suffer, not to allow their language to suffer or literature. That should be kept alive.
When did Iriagola come into the SLSP? When did Mr. Iriagola join the SLSP?
Mr. Iriagola joined at the beginning.
1951?
Joined as an independent. He was my parliamentary secretary. When I was Minister of Home Affairs, he was my parliamentary secretary. Later on, he was there for about 5 or 6 months. Then, later on, he applied to Mr. Bandaranaike for a portfolio, for a ministry. But Mr. Bandaranaike said, "You have no vacancy just now." And the vacancy occurred. I said, "You can consider your name."
He's talking not of Aliya, of Iriagola.
Iriagola. Had left us already.
Mm.
And joined the UNP. So he was not satisfied with that. And after some time, he resigned.
I was wondering when he actually joined the party, whether it was before the 56 elections or after?
Just before. You know, 1956 election was not a pure SLSP government.
MEP.
Because we put forward a certain number of candidates. We had hardly any time to prepare. So we put forward a certain number of candidates. Then there was Philip Gunawardena's party. Then there was what is known as Bhasha Piramuna.
Wasn't that irregular?
Bhasha Piramuna, they are entirely for the Chinese language, the official language. People were Mr. Dahanayaka, Somavir Chandrasri of Kasbara, and Jinadasa of Mattelia, and it is Mattelia at that time. A few others like that, 3 or 4 people like that. And we couldn't call it the SLSP. We called it Coindale, and called it the MEP.
Was Rajaratna there?
Yes.
Bhasha Peraman?
He was a parliamentary secretary in the 1950s government.
Mm-hmm.
Parliamentary secretary to post and telecommunications and broadcasting in inside that.
I was wondering whether Mr. Iriagola was ever a member of the Singhala Mahasabha.
Who?
Iriagola.
No.
Never?
No.
And what was Mr. D.C. Vijayawardena's role?
Who?
D.C. Vijayawardena's role in the SLSP?
Which
D.C. Vijayawardena.
D.C. Vijayawardena. D.C. Vijayawardena. He was not politically inclined.
But didn't he handle the writing of the revolt in the temple?
In 1956, Tamil, he came in because Mrs. Vijayawardena contested the seat.
Mm-hmm.
She joined the SLSP, she contested Meeragama. Then he also started the interest.
She joined earlier, she contested somebody in Kelaniya in 1952.
Who?
Mrs. Vijayawardena. In 1952 also she contested.
Okay. I'm not quite certain about it. Well, I remember that he was moving with us, whether he was after 1956 or from 1952, I'm not quite certain.
Mm. No, I was wondering whether he had anything to do with the Exat Bhikshu Peramuna through Mrs. Vijayawardena, whether he had any connections in the Exat Bhikshu Peramuna.
Oh yes. Exat Bhikshu Peramuna was started by Buddha, Chita and a few others. As such, Mrs. Vijayawardena also had something to do with it.
Mm. I think that was a very important factor in your victory, wasn't it?
I don't think so. Mm. Some people, they claim a lot of share in the victory. Our victory was due to this. The people were thoroughly satisfied with UNP. You see, they wanted something entirely different. And they looked too much among them, I can see that. I say that for several reasons. Now, I was working up the election campaign from Colombo, but in certain areas, Mr. Bandaranaike wanted me to come.
Mm-hmm.
For the foreign area, for Rana, Matagama, all that area, he insisted that I must come with him. So I went with him. So he was ill at the time. I told him he was one shoe and one sandal, you see, had some injury. And I was wondering whether he would collapse at some meeting or other. But the fact that he did not collapse was due to this, that he drew very large crowds at his meeting. And this acted like a tonic to him. I remember at Matugama, Horana, we finished Horana and lots of large numbers of meetings and other people came and Horana people coming was nothing. I was there. Matugama, when we went, everywhere we went is nothing less than 5,000. You see? Then finally at 12 o'clock we came to Matugama itself. You see? And meeting was held on a bit of a hill, small hill, you see? The temple there and the temple premises and meeting was there. And when we went up there and the whole place was crowded and we looked down from that hilltop, the whole thing was a sea of heads on the head. Easily must have about 15,000 to 20,000 people or more. I'm estimating on a conservative estimate. Those people had been waiting from. They had been told that Mr. Bandaranaike will be coming to the meeting at 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock they were meeting. Did even go for that. 12 o'clock they were meeting. So when he saw this crowd, he was very happy. He was quite tired. He had addressed about 16 meetings. That this fellow took him to 16. This was the 17th meeting. Mm-hmm. And so that was the reason. So everywhere I heard of that. Wherever he went, he loved crowd. But that clearly showed that the people wanted him and not this Bhikkhu Peramuna until like that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get the finances then?
Who?
The money for the campaign. It must have cost quite a lot.
Yes, the party's own money.
Mm-hmm. Mortgage his property.
Party's own money, yes, party's own money. But at that time, he couldn't. I had told him earlier, we have got to build up a fund. He said, we must do it. And then all of a sudden the election came on us. I said, now what are we going to do? I am going to do something. and just give me the bus for 5 days. So I said, but each time he reached me up, can you come over? He said, maybe I was expecting to raise some money on the mortgage of his property. Everybody says my deeds are perfect, but they cannot give me the money beside the 3 or 4 months. At that time, money is useless for us. That is because Lanark is a John Kutaravi, but nobody is a creditor. State Market Bank, Bank of Ceylon, Savings Bank, Ceylon Savings Bank, all very bad. You know, these are to be acceptable. But we can't give the money beside 3 or 4 months. Then he told me, now we require some money immediately. What are we going to do? I said, no, I've nothing to think about. Came home, and my wife asked me, what are you putting a long case about? What did Mr. Barnard say? I told her, he said, then she said, I have got 25,000 rupees. You are not content in a seat. So we don't want that money immediately. We can have it later on. I can loan it to the bar. So I ran up to Mr. Bandaranaik and told him, my God, thank God, is that your own money? I said, yes. In our committee, I said, I spend, I don't save. But my wife, the person to save, I said. So when can I have it? I said, any time you want. So I said, 3 or 4 days, I'm going to hand over. That is how we started. Then, that is nothing. When we get into the election campaign, nothing less than blacks would do. Then help came to us from an unexpected source, which I am not permitted to divulge, you see, unexpected source. This person came to me and said, I think you are on the correct side this time. What is it that you need? I said, we have got public opinion behind us. We have got everything. Only thing we don't have is the money. He said, how much do you want? But that question I don't like to answer. Shall we go and see Mr. Bandaranaik? Yes. So I rang him up, he was there. So right inside, you know where he went, Mr. Bandaranaik, behind that to the dining table, he went to the dining table. So this man, so I said, so and so, he brought a very bad thing, I can tell you, that's very nice, thank you. Now he wants to know how much we need. If he, don't you think we need about 1.5 lakhs? Less than that is one. I said, I think so, but I didn't want to say that. I think so. 1.5 lakh. Then I took the question. I said, Mr. Bandaranaik cannot sign any document. And we cannot sign any deed. So deeds will go to registration. And they will know that we borrowed money from somebody. You see? And no checks out. I said, I will sign any document you want. Any document you want, I saw. So he accepted. And all right, I come back tomorrow. Following day, he came three promos. Asked him to make them out for 50,000 rupees each. I wrote out and signed. And he asked Mr. Bandaranaik, would you mind signing this? He said, oh, certainly. He said, Mr. Bandaranaik, I'd like to sign if you want. No, Mr. Bandaranaik said, no. So he signed it. And he asked me to keep the 3 promos. And wanted me to accompany him. I accompanied him. Mr. Bandaranaik, before I left, I asked, are you giving money to us now? He said, yes, everything is ready. So, he gave me a big Dalton bag, I said, my God, no. Give me a big brown paper bag. Long on, many brown paper bags, nothing. So I went with this man. And he took me, I think, 150,000 rupees in cash. Some time to come. Some time to
an entirely unexpected. You didn't even go and ask him, he came to you.
Pardon?
He came to you.
Who?
This person came to you.
Yes. This person wrote him and wrote me also. Mm-hmm. He came to me first. So he knew that I was the person who sort of.
What about Stanley D'Souza? Didn't he also get a loan from someplace?
Oh yes, he came forward for. Jaya. Ragam also was included in Ragam. Jaya.
No, I was wondering whether he arranged a loan for the party.
No. He came in much later.
But wasn't he one of the founder members?
No.
He was not there in 51? Early on?
No. He came in there much later. Mm-hmm.
Going to just end the
No, I don't. Before the general election, he took some interest in the party. He took some interest in the party and controlled the Jayala. And he was our first Minister of Finance. Minister of Finance.
Can you tell me why Mr. M.W.H. De Silva resigned from the party in 1959?
It was some little matter, you know. When Philip Kunumadam left, Mr. M.W.H. De Silva came and saw Mr. Bandaranaike and he was arguing for Philip Kunumadam. So Mr. Bandaranaike showed him and said, I'm done with the man, it's not impossible. So they had some disagreement over there. He went and
resigned. I noticed that they are having a meeting today and RSS Gunawardena is addressing the Singhala Mahajana Pakshe. Arjit's party. But I don't know whether he has joined the party. Has he joined the party?
RSS Gunawardena?
Yes.
Joined Arjit Naikar?
No, he is just addressing the meeting on Czechoslovakia.
Oh,
but the meeting is
on... He is giving a lecture somewhere. You have the notice in the paper?
Yes, yes. It's in the Sun. I saw it in the paper yesterday. RSS will be chief speaker.
Yes, you think the lecture. Yes. Is that yours?
No, no, this is not mine. This is ours.
New Town, North Columbia.
I saw that in yesterday.
RSS Gunawardena is a man of the right. In any case, everybody will condemn. Everybody will condemn. Except in the communists. Even communists, I think some countries they are condemning.
Yes, France, England. So I was wondering whether he had joined this party and what sort of progress this party is making.
The Rajiv Party.
Rajiv Party?
It is difficult to say just yet. There may be some similar people who are communally minded, but in my opinion, this is not the time for a communal party. Don't you think so?
Right.
Not the time for a communal party.
No, but don't you think that this
party... We are going backwards, you see.
Don't you think this party can make serious inroads into SLSP support?
Into our work? It can make some inroads, but whether it is serious, I don't know. That remains to be seen. Because Adi Sena Nayaka has got some influence in the NWP, not just in front. That's also in certain areas. Kurunaga district, for instance. Not in Jilla district. So there, he might make his best potential. And of course, it's just likely that some of the vote, it all depends upon how many candidates he's going to put in the field. Each is very hundreds. That means he contests all our seats, not the, mostly our seats and not the UNT seats. Some of the entities. These candidates might get some votes. Those votes will certainly go from other candidates, not from the entities.
I hear that he is getting some Kandyan support too, you know, Vimalananda Tenakoon and that crowd.
Who?
Vimalananda Tenakoon.
Vimalananda
Tenakoon. Professor of History.
Tenakoon.
And yes. Some Kenyan people might go to
my journey.
Maybe.
Yes. The Zapatero told that people will be astonished when they hear the list of office bearers and the membership and all that. Some people like them. Vimalananda Tenakoon is certainly being a very, very, very familiar minded man. I know him. It can be.
No, I was wondering whether there will be a possibility of a coalition, you see, in a no-contest pact in the elections between...
UNP?
No, between
Our party and Ajit's party.
Even despite this quarrel.
I don't know. Probably there are so many things have been bandied about. Mrs. Bandar Nayak has said, and we've said all the things, some certain things with you. So if you can forget all these things, there might be something more chance. Politically, in politics, those might be forgotten, completely forgotten.
End of interview with A.P. Jayasurya on the 2nd of September 1968.